News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. And I've seen you've been busy lately posting requests for those who follow you on Twitter and Facebook to check out a video for a person of interest.
Yes, I have. I have been reaching out to our detectives and have grabbed either some photos or some videos of people that we need help identifying. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they are suspects in the case, but they are definitely persons of interest and people that we need to talk to. But it is very important. This is your community, and it is very important that people view these videos and not only just view them, but share them. Because if they share them, then it goes on their Facebook page, and then, you know, maybe their friends can share. And the more people that view these videos, the higher chance we have of making an ID.
Meantime, assistance has helped out to make another theft arrest.
And yes, it has. We had a burglary of a motor vehicle last week, and suspect got into the car and took a car stereo. And we had a witness who actually saw kind of what happened, followed this person at a safe distance. Let me just stress that. It was a safe distance. And contacted the police, and we were able to get into the area, identify the subject, and recover the stolen property. That person that was arrested was Brian Salceda, who turns out to be a habitual thief and has been convicted of 5 previous thefts, as well as being currently out on bond on similar charges.
And reading the arrest report, a couple of things I note. One, where the stereo was eventually found, and the second, the observation of the officer reacting when the suspect said, well, he'd been in the building all this time and all he had to do was take a look at his pants.
Right. The suspect had said that he was in this bar drinking or whatever. You know, it was a little club downtown Bryan. And he said he'd been in there for 2 hours, but yet his shoes and his clothes, the lower part of his pants were wet. So he had been obviously walking through wet grass. You know, it was kind of night, so there was dew everywhere, and the officer was able to see that. Well, if you're in a bar, you're not going to have all of that on your feet unless someone spilt several drinks on you. And then the stereo was found nearby.
If I recall, wasn't it in a mailbox?
Yes, it was in a mailbox.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, while there's been an arrest, unfortunately, we have another scam victim to talk about.
Yes, I constantly try to, you know, get the word out about different scams that are out there so that hopefully people don't become a victim of it. But we did have an instance where someone did fall prey to a scam, but I want to bring it to other people's attention so that they don't fall the same victim. Basically, this victim received a check in the mail and was promised a large amount of money, you know, as a prize guarantee. But in order to get that prize, they had to cash this check, send that check overseas through Western Union, and then they would contact I don't remember who it was. They had to contact someone to get the rest of their money. Well, turns out that this person actually followed through, cashed the check, sent the money to Western Union, and then that check turned out to be counterfeit. And, you know, it usually takes several days for the bank to find that out. And when the bank finds it out, the money's gone. So now this person owes their bank, you know, a whole bunch of money and, you know, could have all been avoided. Because, you know, I preach, if you do not enter a contest, you didn't win anything. And if any contest requires you to give them money in order to get money, or gives you a check in this instance and tells you to send it overseas or anywhere else, that is a scam. Do not fall for that.
Other things to visit about includes the return of an officer to the force.
Yes, I am proud to say that the Bryan Police Department is a great agency to work for. And again, last week we had an officer who worked with us from 2001 to 2011. He had to move and go to another state. But we are glad to say he moved back to Bryan and wanted to come back to work for us. And so he has rejoined the force. And he's not the only one. I mean, we've had, I can think off the top of my head, including him, two other officers that have left and come back to the Bryan Police Department because they've enjoyed working here. And so we want to welcome back Officer Scott Jones to the force.
Continuing our reminders, the Blue Angel Project, you're getting that up and running.
Yes, we are starting to look for nominations for children that are 14 years of age or under, or any elderly who might be in a nursing home or a retirement community that doesn't have family to, you know, give them that Christmas cheer. So we're looking for nominations, and they can go to our website at www.briantxpolice.com. Look for the Blue Angel logo, and then on that page are the nomination forms. It's in English and Spanish. You can download it, have them fill it out. You know, we need clothing sizes, what kind of toys they might be interested in, and why you think they're good for, you know, to be recipients of this project. Once we get all of those are due by November 12th at 5 p.m. And then after that, the tree will be available on November 16th, and someone can adopt one of those angels off the tree and go shopping for them.
And then wrapping up with our locations for increased traffic enforcement.
We will be all over town, but especially in the 3600 block of Welburn Road, 45 miles per hour, which is near Montauk, right there in front of Saddlewood Apartments. And we will also be in the 2300 block of Boonville, which is also 45 miles per hour, near Austin's Colony Parkway. And these two sites have been shown to have a high number of accidents the last quarter, so that's why they're focusing on those.
All right, there's our update with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.